Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
7:16, Friday, October 15th, day 47 of the Ida recovery. Spotty storms today, highs of 90. Not record heat, though, but close. And then the cold front comes through. Breezy, cooler, highs of 76 tomorrow. And then tomorrow night, lows of 49 on the North Shore, 58 on the South Shore, and Sunday, comfy and cool, highs of 74. Just open the windows and drive around and have some fun. Tom Donlin, pardon me, you put that in my head last time, Jim Donlin. You did. You put that in my head. Jim Donlin, Louisiana Insurance. That's okay. Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. Joins us now to talk about Ida claims. On a lighter note, before we start, you wake up tomorrow morning, the weather's beautiful. What's the first thing you're going to do? Because you haven't had weather like this in a long, long time.
I'm going to put on my LSU gear and head to a morning LSU-Florida game, the first real football game of the season in football weather.
There you go. Good for you. You got some general stuff before I go start going to the text lines to see what people have issues with about insurance issues, Jim?
Just a quick, you should have your claim filed by now. If you haven't, please do. And be mindful of your obligation to minimize your damage, not putting yourself at risk, but covering openings in your roof or windows, et cetera, to keep the damage from expanding in the form of mold, et cetera. Contact and apply for federal assistance for uninsured losses. It is regardless of your income level, all applicants are eligible in the emergency declared areas, the 25 parishes that the governor has declared an emergency area. With that said, we have 10,000 additional adjusters on the ground in Louisiana. Registered from out of state by companies that they work for, and new licensees that applied and got licenses to become adjusters in our state. So with that said, the most often heard complaint now is failure to communicate. The initial claims adjusting requirement of within 60 days has been met, I dare say, universally by all the companies. So happy to answer any questions you might have.
In terms of State Farm and the declared emergency, did they ever move on that or not?
They did. They filed an appeal with the Division of Administrative Law, and we are in the process with our attorney, who has twice before successfully defended our emergency rules after the beginning of the pandemic, when the governor declared an emergency and delegated his power to me, and after Hurricane Isaac several years back, which did devastating damage to the La Paz area, much like what Ida did to them just a month ago.
So they did comply? I'm a little bit confused.
No, I'm sorry. Those who are not complying, and it's a few, but more than just State Farm.
Okay.
State Farm alone has filed the challenge, and the court has stayed enforcement of my order to State Farm, since they're the only one that has filed for legal relief. And we're in the process of responding to that, and we'll treat the others accordingly. Whether they have filed an appeal or not, we'll treat them all the same way.
I got you. Let me take a quick break. We'll pick it up here. We come back. If you have any more questions or comments for Jim Donlin, the insurance commissioner, text him in 504-260-1870, and I'll pass him along when we come back here on WWL 720. Time for traffic now. 725, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Jim Donlin, insurance commissioner, giving us some of his time. Jordan, you're going to have to tell me in my ear. Who are we going to? Paul and Thibodeau. Hi, you're on WWL. Good morning. Thanks for calling. You're talking to Jim Donlin, insurance commissioner. Hi.
Commissioner Donlin. Quick situation. I filed the claims for Ida for roof damage. And previously, towards the beginning of the year, we had a little small storm came through Thibodeau, caused damage to my roof. I filed the claim. They paid it. I repaired the roof. Okay. Now, with Ida sustained more damage, and yesterday I found out from the insurance company, they denied this claim for Ida and said they're not paying for the same roof twice.
Yes, they are. 800-259-5300 or our website, ldi.la.gov, 800-259-5300. File a complaint with us. We need your claim number, a brief description of what the issue is, your policy information, like your policy number, your name and the name and address of the insured. We will send an email to them. They will have 15 days to give us their explanation. I can't understand how even an out-of-state adjuster unfamiliar with our situation, with our laws, et cetera, could make such a statement. So file that complaint, and we will take it from there on your behalf, please.
I like the way you said that. Yes, they are. Here's a text. We have a house with a limb through the kitchen, mold in the kitchen, different places in the house. State Farm's, quote, special hurricane deductible is $8,000. They factored in depreciation and are wanting to cut a check for $2,500 when it's clearly a $12,000 plus job. I want to file a reconciliation on the adjuster's estimate. Do I have a fair chance? And if not, what's my next step?
Well, both of those are legitimate withholdings. The named storm or hurricane deductible, in my case in Metairie, I just put a new roof on my house as a result of our Ida damage. And we had to overcome a $10,000 named storm or hurricane deductible before our coverage kicked in. Depreciation is also an allowable withholding, but at the end of your completion of your repair, you get the rest of the money between depreciated value and replacement cost value, which the State Farm policy no doubt comes with. Now, it's possible you would have only depreciated actual cash value of your damaged property, but highly unlikely. So the answer is generally that's probably not unheard of and is provided for by the contract. But again, we're happy to look into it if you'll file a complaint with us on our website, ldi.la.gov, or 800-259-5300.
Another text. Can you ask Jim, why does my roofing contractor demand to see my insurance company's scope and price I was paid to change the roof? That makes sense to you?
They can demand whatever they want. You don't have to provide that. You just have to provide they do have a right to know if you are going to spend the money on a replacement of the roof or if you're going to put it back together yourself in an unprofessional way. That is relevant to how much they owe you, of course, because you're only entitled to what you actually spend, not what the value of your service is. What you spend to hire outside labor and help is reimbursable. What you spend for supplies, of course, you have receipts for, that's reimbursable. But what you do yourself is not legitimate expense documented and reimbursable under your policy.
Jim, I heard you say you had the hurricane deductible, and I guess you know a thing or two about actuarial tables. Is there any way the average consumer can decide what's better for them, like some kind of formula or any way to decide whether it's better to go with the named hurricane deductible or not?
Well, in most cases, almost all cases, they don't have a choice. The company comes with only a hurricane or named storm deductible. In the 5%, both companies that have used that, Allstate and State Farm, do allow you to buy it back down to 2% for an additional premium. That's a individual decision that has to be made based on your ability to afford that higher deductible and save the premiums that come with that.
Thank you. I appreciate your time, Jim Donilon. Have a great weekend. Take a break for news now for WWL's Dave Cohen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.